Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's your morning team show on WSTW. It's 6:41. Welcome with Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. Online listening at WSGW.com, on air listening at 100.5 and 790. Thank you, Alexa and Siri, for finding WSGW. And you find us in the studios that are sponsored by Stone Specialists, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops, stonespecialists.net. Of course, you're hearing the famous theme from Star Trek, the TV series. We've got a few stories we want to pass along to you. One of them includes Star Trek, the TV series, which is a secret, it says here, that has been kept for the past 12 years that involves the original Star Trek back in the 1960s.
Really? Okay.
And it involves the famous actor James Doohan, who portrayed Chief Engineer Montgomery Scott, better known, of course, as
Scotty.
Scotty, indeed. Mm-hmm. According to one of his sons, Chris, that 12 years ago, Doohan died, by the way, in 2005. He was 85 years old. And his son, Chris, says that his dad had three passions: space, science, and trains. And he always wanted to go into space. Well, apparently he has. In fact, and is still there today. His ashes aboard the International Space Station.
Really?
It's a secret because his ashes had to be smuggled onto the space.
Okay.
They couldn't just be beamed up there. They had to be smuggled.
So no one's ordered them removed?
Nope. According to, I guess, is what happened was there was a an article that appeared in the Times of London that revealed the secret, and now his son is confirming the secret that he says has been kept over the past 12 years. Richard Garriott, an entrepreneur, one of the first private citizens in space, he says he's the one that smuggled the ashes onto the space station back in 2008. It was during a 12-day mission. The caper entailed printing three cards with a Doohan photograph and laminating each with a sprinkling of his ashes sealed hidden inside his flight data file. He says everything that officially goes aboard the space station is logged, it's inspected, it's bagged, there's a process. But there was no time to put it through the process, these particular cards that he had. One of the three cards apparently is framed on a wall in Doohan's California home, and the other floated into space where it resides now. The third is under the cladding on the floor of the space station's Columbus module where it was hid in 2008. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And as far as you know, as far as anyone knows, it's still there, his resting place among the stars. Isn't that cool? So there's your secret that happened 12 years ago. Let's just hope now that the secret's unveiled that nobody spoils and says, well, we can't have that. It's been doing nobody any harm for all these years.
No, I don't think it really takes up a whole lot of space.
Leave it alone.
In space.
I don't know if, it is the International Space Station. I don't know if any of the other countries involved would have the appreciation that perhaps Americans would when it comes to, Star Trek.
Oh, you know what? I bet you they do.
I'd like to think so.
Many do. Oh, yeah.
As long as it's not the Romulans or the Klingons.
Right, right, yeah.
They'd be okay with that. The Vulcans would support it.